Good afternoon, one and all. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Oh, happy Tuesday indeed. Except for Ghislaine Maxwell, because she was just sentenced, auntie. She was sentenced. Now, I have many thoughts about that, and that's primarily what we're going to talk about today. But in the words of icon Denise Hemsfield from Scream Queens, played by the iconic Niecy Nash, you rich, dumb hoe. Those are her words, not mine. But I actually thought of that iconic statement from that iconic episode from season one of Scream Queens, which, by the way, is one of the greatest, greatest campy shows of all time. Emma Roberts, Lea Michele, Glenn Powell, Abigail Breslin, Billy Lord, Jamie Lee Curtis, stellar cast. But we are not here to talk about how iconic that show is. We are here to talk about how uniconic Ghislaine is. But before I get into everything, I want to say hi, everybody. I'm Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture, here to deliver you pretty much one story today. But before I get into that, I want to say two things really quickly. Shout out to Chelsea Handler, who did a stellar job delivering. She's guest hosting for Jimmy Kimmel this week. She delivered an unbelievable monologue yesterday, basically, you know, covering Roe v. Wade, and very poignant, very smart. It was so great to see Chelsea back on Late Night. Obviously, I was a huge fan of Chelsea lately on E! Back in the day. And then she's just been doing the Lord's work on Netflix with these great docs and everything. And it was so great to see her back. And I hope this is her dipping her toe back into the nightlife scene. Nightlife. Late night scene. I guess nightlife too. She was so smart. So it was just so well delivered. I implore you to go to YouTube and watch it. And it was just, she's so great. I never forgot how funny she was because I love her. But I'm also a really big fan of Juicy Scoop, which is Heather McDonald, one of her former writers and colleagues on Chelsea Lately. Her podcast too. They're both so funny. So there's gotta have been something great in the water of Chelsea Lately. And the other thing I want to say is Disney Plus released the first teaser trailer for Hocus Pocus 2 with SJP, Bette Midler, and Kathy Najimy. Looks iconic, looks stunning, and I can't wait to see it. But it was a great trailer, and I'm really much, very, very much looking forward to September 30th. So that's that on that. I'll talk about more. I'll dip into that maybe in another episode. But for now, literally the news just broke a couple hours ago here in LA that Madame, if you will, Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in Epstein's sex trafficking case. Now, let me tell you, some of you might have been like, oh, damn, I forgot about the woman. Oh, I didn't forget about her. I didn't forget about what an evil woman she is. You know who she reminds me of? You know who she looks like? And this is no disrespect to the actress who did such a great job playing this role, but she looks like the woman who played Miss Minchin in The Little Princess, not the Shirley Temple version, the newer version with that young brunette girl, and she sings that song, Take My Heart, Take My Heart, an iconic movie, a staple of my childhood, if you will. But she literally reminds me of Miss Minchin, the woman who runs that girls' orphanage where they wear all green dresses, and then, you know, the girl screams, Papa, Papa. Anyways, this is from TMZ, and I'm going to go over to CNN, and some of it might be all the same, but we're just going to read it. Okay, Ghislaine Maxwell was just sentenced to 20 years behind bars for her role in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal. Maxwell was sentenced Tuesday, learning her fate nearly 7 months after being found guilty by a New York jury. Well done, jury. She'll also have to pay a $750,000 fine, and 5 years of supervised release once she's out. As TMZ reported, Maxwell was convicted back in December on 5 of the 6 counts she faced in her sex trafficking scandal, including a conviction on 1 count of sex trafficking of a minor. Ugh, gross. Maxwell stood accused of soliciting and grooming minors for sex crimes and abuse at the hands of Epstein between 94 and 2004. TMZ doing the Lord's work, then posting a photo of Donald Trump, Melania Trump, Jeffrey, and Ghislaine. I see what you're doing there, TMZ, and well done. During her trial, 4 women testified Epstein sexually abused them when they were all under the age of 18, and they also told the jury that Maxwell recruited and groomed girls for Epstein to abuse and sometimes even joined in on the abuse. That's just beyond. At the sentencing, a few of Maxwell's victims spoke. One of the victims, Annie Farmer, said, quote, Maxwell had many opportunities to come clean, but instead continued to make choices that caused more harm. She chose to lie about her behavior, causing additional harm to all of those she victimized. Maxwell addressed the court as well and apologized to the victim. She said, quote, Your Honor, it is hard for me to address the court after listening to the pain and anguish expressed in the statements made here today. The terrible impact on the lives of so many women is difficult to hear and even more difficult to absorb. Both in its scale and extent. Yeah, Dylan, why did you do it, girl? Because you didn't think you were going to get caught. It's never the crime. It's always a cover-up. Well, it is a crime, too, but especially in this case, it was a cover-up. These disgusting human beings. Up with their heads, in the words of the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland. Anyways, quote, I believe that Jeffrey Epstein was a manipulative, cunning, and controlling man who lived a profoundly compartmentalized life and fooled all of those in his orbit. Jeff Epstein should have been here before you all. He should have stood before you in 2005, again 2009, again 2019. All the many times he was accused, charged, and prosecuted. But today, it is not about Jeffrey Epstein. Ultimately, to you, all the victims, I am sorry for the pain that you experienced. Maxwell pled not guilty to all the charges, and her legal team insists she's been made a scapegoat for Epstein, who committed suicide in custody in 2019 while awaiting his own trial. Allegedly committing suicide. Allegedly. Wink, wink. Prosecutors were gunning for Maxwell to be sentenced to 30 to 55 years behind bars. I mean, 20 years is a long time. And I mean, her life is pretty much, well, not pretty much, it's literally forever changed. So honestly, 20, 35, it's not that the girl can go out for cocktails or go shopping at like Hermes and they're gonna give her a bag. I don't think so, girl. But we live in a society where crime is glorified, and who knows, maybe she'll be on like a Netflix doc in like 15 years, because the way the world works, it's really sad, but people like forget about this kind of stuff, and it's really, really terrible. But I mean, look at Anna Delvey. I mean, she's a star, darling, though Anna Delvey didn't do anything nearly as bad as what Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine did. Actually, Anna Delvey was like an icon. She literally like conned the New York banker scene. Like, they should be conned. If they were so, like, blind to the fact that a young icon could come in and pose as a German heiress and then literally take millions and millions and millions of dollars and not see it, then they need to be taught a lesson. And I think Anna Delvey was put on this earth just to do that. Okay, we're going to hop over to CNN. This is what CNN says. Oh, I'm already there. I'm sorry. Okay. Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced to 20 years in prison for sex trafficking minor girls from Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison Tuesday for carrying out a years-long scheme with her longtime confidant Jeffrey Epstein to groom and sexually abuse underage girls. Maxwell, 60, did not testify in her defense during the trial last year, which ended with her conviction on 5 counts, including sex trafficking of a minor. But on Tuesday, she spoke in court to victims shortly before the sentence was handed down. As I mentioned before, literally this is what I read, but I'm going to recap it again. Jeffrey Epstein should have been here before all of you. Maxwell said on the podium, her legs shackled. Oh, shady. I love all these articles being shady. Good. It is not about Epstein. Ultimately, it is for me to be sentenced. Maxwell, Epstein's former GF, acknowledged that she has been convicted of the sex trafficking scheme, but stopped short of taking responsibility. I'm sorry for the pain that you've experienced, Maxwell said. I hope my conviction brings you closure. Girl, read the room. Prosecutors had asked a judge to sentence Maxwell to 30 to 55 years in prison. While the probation department recommended 20 years, Maxwell's attorneys requested a more lenient sentence between 4.25 to 5.25 years in prison. What's with the 2.5? Like, what is this? Fraction time? I don't think so, girl. Judge Allison Nathan calculated that the sentencing guidelines call for about 15 and a half to 19 and a half years in prison, yet she delivered a sentence slightly above that range, noting the victim's disturbing testimony and Maxwell's, quote, direct and repeated participation in a horrific scheme. Miss Maxwell is not punished in place of Epstein, she said. Miss Maxwell is punished for the role that she played. Yes, judge, yes. I love all these like scandalous, like hard fist, like gavel smashing judges. The judge, Judge Penny for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, the other judge for the other thing, and then this judge, like, yes, queens. You know what, the judges should have a show. I remember there was a movie with Robert Downey Jr. called The Judge, but I don't think it was about that. But I never saw it, but I do want to see it because Leighton Meester was in it. Obviously, everything goes back to Gossip Girl. Anyways, I'll say all that to say, the 20-year sentence represents a pivotal moment in the international sex trafficking case that stretched over decades and exemplified the ways the rich and powerful can avoid or at least delay consequences for their actions. Well, in the words of Oprah Winfrey, as she received her Cecile B. DeMille Award, the time is up! Your time is up! If you know, you know. If you don't know, then I highly suggest you watch that speech. It is simply divine. Maxwell was also sentenced to 5 years of supervised release within a $750,000 fine, which her attorney said she's unable to pay. Ooh, girl doesn't have the money. Oh, the mighty have fallen, as they say. But you know what? I don't say that to be rude. I literally say that to be factual and honestly truthful, because she shouldn't have that kind of money. And I know Jeffrey Epstein was very well off, allegedly, but where your money at, girl? She probably, like, has it hidden offshore accounts like the shady people do. I feel like the Roys from Succession, they have, like, offshore accounts. Like, it's very shady. The judge said that she will be sent to federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Epstein, who pleaded guilty in 2008 to state prosecution charges, was indicted on federal sex trafficking charges in July 2019, but died by suicide in prison a month later. Maxwell has been detained since her arrest in July 2020. Look, I mean, this obviously great, it's deserved, but it will never bring solace and peace to those who endured this trauma and sexual abuse and just terrible, terrible, terrible treatment. And it's so wrong. And she, I mean, Ghislaine, I will say this, she's right. Jeffrey should have been there, but no, he died by suicide. And I mean, that's another whole thing. I mean, there's many theories about that, but the fact that there are people like this that walk this earth, the same earth that good people walk, that are so horrible and so terrible and prey on the vulnerable and underage, it's sick. It's honestly sick, and it makes my blood boil. Anyways, I just had to read this to you because it's literally the news, breaking news of the day, and it's just like, wow. makes you stop and think, like, ugh, perverts. Keep your eyes out, everybody. Always keep your eyes out for these kind of sick people. Because they're always, like, well, they're always amongst the elite. Not always, but, like, they're, like, you know, they're in the grocery store, or they're getting their nails done, or they're mowing their lawn. Do you guys remember The Lovely Bones, that iconic book? And then there was a movie turned with Stanley Tucci. He was the killer of Susie Salmon, played by the incomparable and supremely talented Saoirse Ronan. Also, Susan Sarandon's in it. Mark Wahlberg's a dad. And that woman, Rachel... Ooh, brunette, gorgeous. She was in that Oz movie with James Franco. She's the wife. Such a good movie. Anyways, it's like this guy was getting away and he kept a little book of all these, like, murders he committed. I never read the book, but I did see the movie. And it's a very well-done movie. And Stanley Tucci's incredible in it as the villain, because Stanley Tucci's always these lovable guys. Obviously, Nigel from Devil Wears Prada. But anyways, it just made me think of that. So, terrible, terrible news. But on a brighter note, Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out September 30th, and I literally can't even believe that. And that's all I got for you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I'm Andrew DeVito, the Mistress of Pop Culture. You can see my podcast basically wherever it streams. So have a good one, and everybody in the world have a good day, except for you, Ghislaine Maxwell. Except for you, girl.